Ivan had been very young the first night that that frightening sound from out of the darkness had sent him shaking to his granny's bedside.
Is Duppy, granny? Is Duppy, granny?
Hush, pigny, hush. Is just mad, Isaac. Moon must be full.
In all my life, I can say that I've never met anyone who didn't want to believe in the unbelievable or the impossible. I can also say that I've never met anyone who didn't want to see a miracle happen. This was a story which had been told to him by his father, who had passed on all of his knowledge to his sons, not through writing, but rather he did it through the oral tradition of telling stories.
Within an hour, fires were blazing in the village across the gorge in vicious, gruesome reprisal. No words could describe how Katama's headman felt that night. Years of coaxing his clan to live peacefully with hostile neighbours had been destroyed by brainless crime. Such was the way of his world at this time. Each day he would travel into a new village or town to tell stories. He was talented and received food, shelter and small gifts from his eager listeners. Ever since growing up as a small boy, this was the only way of life he knew.